This is a HeadGum Podcast.
Achieving a gorgeous grin from home isn't a total mystery with BiteClear aligners. Just don't be surprised if all of your sleuthing friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. BiteClear aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces. Plus, they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Is the song playing?
Is the song playing?
Song's happening right now.
The song's playing now?
It's going to.
It's hard in the new studio. I don't know how to tell if the song is playing or not. It's beautiful, by the way. Who did this, Casey? Guys, you don't know. We've been struggling. Yes, it's been really hard to get anyone to do anything right at this
place. And I am loving this, and I have certainly asked for it long enough, but it's tough. Like, do I love this because this is good, or is this normal and what we had before was like
Yes. Should I have expected this level of care from the beginning, and am I in a way denigrating myself by even enjoying like what should be the bare minimum?
right
Yeah, but we got these great guests. We got big guests, and it's the show's gonna be late because the scheduling was fucked up. Kevin, do you want to talk about how fucked up the scheduling was?
Hey guys, Chef Kevin here. Schedule was crazy messed up, all over the place with the confirmation and emails and scheduling and rescheduling in the studio and the mics, but we persevered, and now the episode's coming out today, and we're so excited and grateful.
Yeah, we're really grateful. We've got Please Don't Destroy. We've got all the boys. We've got Benji and Marty,
Josh,
and Johnny. But the fucking whole crew is here, and I'm intimidated. Usually we have two people and one guest, and we're kind of like the big boss. But right now we are outnumbered, and you guys
stronger.
But you could have your way with us.
Yeah.
No, you could absolutely demolish us. You want.
Yeah.
Well, thank you for sure.
Hey, please do not destroy us.
What do you mean?
Don't.
What do you mean?
Please don't. Please don't hurt us.
Oh, no. Okay. I wasn't going to either.
Good. You probably couldn't.
No, I could. But
but
it's even, three of us and two of you.
We could beat the fucking shit out of you guys.
Okay. I didn't want to talk about that, at least not right away.
But, sure.
Yeah.
I want to present a scenario.
We're going to get into it because there are three.
Yes. Yeah. So I want, like, imagine an image that's divided into four areas. And the four areas are cheeseburger,
hot dog.
Salami, turkey.
Turkey sausage. Mm-hmm.
And you see this image.
Turkey sausage?
Turkey sausage.
It's all of it. Turkey.
Cheeseburger link.
It's all of
turkey
it?
Sandwich, cheeseburger link. Turkey salad, turkey fingers.
Hot dog.
All turkey.
Turkey sausage and
all
salami.
All cheeseburger, all hot dog.
But it's all two.
Salami. Okay.
But everything's a two.
Sorry.
Yep. Yeah. But then you introduce the concept of one gotta go. Okay? The question I present to you is WYD, which effectively... means what you did when you saw that.
What you did.
I'm going to go ahead and knock off cheeseburger link.
Okay.
Cheeseburger link.
Well, you sure you can't have it anymore? If one's got to go, you can't have it anymore. Right? Am I understanding this?
That's what that means.
Yeah.
That is.
One got to go for the next 24 hours.
It has to.
Or a couple of minutes. What is it?
It has to go. And we never talk about it.
No, we don't.
Ever again. We never see it again.
No one else knows about it. You know you eliminated it, and the rest of the world forgets that it existed. If you try to explain it to anyone, you get killed.
Turkey.
Turkey.
It's gone. I would fucking get rid of that in a second.
And that's all turkey. We said that before, but
turkey,
a lot of people talking. I want to make sure that you
turkey hot dogs, turkey salads.
Turkey salad, turkey fingers.
NS clarification, is that just for the turkey quadrant, or does that apply also to cheeseburger?
All cheeseburger.
Okay, so all the variants.
So if you get rid of one,
you get rid of all of them?
You
may all want to agree on one, because now we've gotten rid of two.
Yeah. Sliders, mm-hmm. sitters, which is what I call the big ones.
Turkey tacos are
gone. We can each get rid of one for all time? So yeah, guys, we should team up.
So
on
I want to go back to the concept we're introducing is one gotta go.
One gotta go.
Okay.
Right?
Well, then it's we should talk about it.
Okay.
Okay.
Turkey. I'm not changing my fucking John's stance the alpha. On this. Okay.
Where, but so where my head is at is that you could always shit out of me a minute ago. Yeah. There's always pepperoni.
For real.
Okay.
Well, let's find out.
John, Jill.
What?
Jill.
Sorry.
Pizza with pepperoni on top.
Yeah.
I don't care. Mm-hmm.
Pepperoni for salami. Get rid of salami. Still got pepperoni.
Uh-huh.
So
I don't care what happens to me physically.
We're fine.
Whatever.
Talk about what it's are you talking
totally
about?
Cool.
Get rid of a turkey.
I don't give a shit if I fucking live or die. Yeah, I don't care what happens to me physically.
Too, man.
Fucking
and so that's like,
end
yes.
me.
Yes.
I'm begging you. One has to go, right? One of the turkey or
you.
One of the
right.
Yeah.
But it's all fake. Like it's fake. Like, right? It's like, who gives a shit?
We're
like
imagining it in the picture
right.
you made.
Mm.
It's fake.
Right. And I can see like you all like getting into it or whatever. Like it's like fake. It's not real.
It's fun because you guys had this really funny debate. You were all like weighing the pros and cons, and like it was like a rich conversation.
Right.
So it's like as an intellectual exercise, it's fucking badass.
Right.
Because like, you know, you see a picture like this, you get a group of funny guys, and it's like, dude, the fucking quips are flying. Everybody just like gets excited.
Can I say it was pretty electric?
Yeah.
Our responses to
yeah.
No, and I knew.
And that's the
I
work.
Mean, that's why we wanted to
that's
do
the
it.
Work,
like,
because right?
we were like, yes. this is going to be, this is the crew for right. like this kind of thing where like, you at one point were saying cheeseburger. And I mean, I was yeah. dying. Like, dude, yeah. I was dying, dude. So.
It was
It was
funny.
Really nice.
No,
it was funny.
It was
a good way to kick it,
it
off,
was funny.
Too.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, well, that was part of, like, Hayes's idea of, like, mm-hmm. let's get everybody comfortable and just get into something where it's, like,
funny.
No holds barred conversation.
Yes.
Like,
so you guys talked
everybody
about
everybody weighing
the
in.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So you guys were like, hey, maybe we should start the show off, like, we split foods into quadrants, and that'll...
I don't want to get too much into how it works. I love talking about this.
Okay,
right. I'm a process guy.
Yeah,
so
I'm a process guy.
I like to know what
no,
you guys.
It's cool. It's cool because you
is
guys
it beats?
Might.
Is it scripted?
Yeah, yeah.
How do you guys?
Yeah, it's a loose outline mm-hmm. with some lines we know we have to hit.
Yes. Yes.
Like
yes.
I knew
so
at one point I was going
to
say, I don't care if I live or die.
Like right.
that, I was like, I'm going to work my way.
That felt
this.
Rehearsed.
That felt rehearsed yeah. a little
that,
bit.
That, and I knew it. I wasn't in the moment. Performance-wise, I could have beaten it. But yeah.
It's okay.
It was, but we had the outline of like Hazel, talk about the quadrants.
Hazel.
Hazel, yeah.
Have Beautiful. We started?
That's something good. That's like...
Have we started?
I don't know because they said the song played, but I didn't hear a peep.
No, I didn't either. Is that a new studio
well,
thing?
Well, and also I said, is the song playing?
Right.
And Kevin said, it's going to play.
Yeah.
So we don't know if it's played yet, Kev?
We can start whenever you guys
Kevin,
are ready.
Okay, cool. Let's start it up.
Kevin said it's going to play and then he said, and it has played in the past.
Yes.
So it's like,
so
yeah.
Like,
every
Ryan,
song.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Every song is played in the past at one point.
But don't so. Be singing it while.
Wow.
Sorry,
sir.
Like, it, like, if it is playing
yep.
at the same time as you're singing it.
Sure.
Like, that create, like, make people throw up.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Okay.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Well, I wouldn't want that.
Up. It's yeah. physically overwhelming.
Then we have to slap, like, a, instead, you know, like the E, like the red E on it. But yeah.
Can
it,
I bring something up?
Put a T on it for throw up.
Oh, my God.
Can I bring something up? Last night,
teen throw up.
Mm-hmm.
I was on Instagram, and there was a video.
And don't get us in trouble.
No.
Some of this
no, no, it's not about you
there.
Guys. This is just a.
Oh, okay.
What do you think of this?
What
I was on Instagram. There was slow jazz music on stills from the original Batman animated show, and it was jazz music. It was going what it would feel like.
Can't be promoting this stuff. Can't be talking about this.
Okay.
Stuff right
yeah.
Now.
Yeah. Okay.
Strike wise, it's just
like, strike wise. That's fine. But it's
not fine.
Yeah.
Sorry.
Strike wise.
It's
not
like,
no. No. Strike wise.
Not fine.
No. No. Strike.
It sounds like you have something
cannot
really good, but I just think
cannot
that
be doing this.
is like trying to stay kind of like above.
Okay, okay. But just take the information that you know, right?
Mm-hmm.
That I've already said.
It said what it would feel like to live in Gotham.
Mm-hmm.
And somebody commented, this is fucking really cool, but it would be a fucking nightmare to live in Gotham. Mm-hmm. And I cried, dude.
Yeah.
I went.
Why would it be a nightmare?
Oh, the Penguin?
The Joker?
Yeah.
Oh, I don't know. The Penguin's your neighbor?
Yeah.
You, hey, you trick or treat.
Yeah, he actually does live there.
What are you doing?
Whoa.
Mm-hmm. The Penguin. And I respect the fucking strike. I love the fucking strike.
Okay.
Right?
But we need to be talking about things that
about shows
outside
and
about like television.
Yeah.
We need to be talking about
outside
as
of
I'm
just
saying,
like
we can't be doing this. It's like
I need to. I'm
to
so bottled up.
Yes.
No, I've got a TV talk blue balls. I mean, we all do a little bit. We all are a little bit suffering from that craving to discuss content and like thinking about living in Gotham.
Yeah. I mean,
having a date with Selena Kyle.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. Hmm.
And getting my throat slashed open with cat claws.
It's a nightmare to me.
You know, because I like order the wrong.
You got an
appetizer.
The wine.
Like, the wine.
She asked
is...
to sip the wine and she asked for a little bowl to be put on the floor.
Mm-hmm.
She's drinking the wine out of a bowl on the floor.
I say, miss.
Using the back of her tongue to scoop it up into her mouth.
Yeah, we don't normally. Yeah. We don't normally drink out of a bowl on the floor.
Yeah.
Right.
Well, I know. It's
cat.
I just wanted to bring that up.
Right. It's a good thing to think about.
The Gotham Grill. I've saved up all month to take her to the Gotham Grill. Like scrimping and saving.
And you go up to
eating ramen.
Yeah. You're just
because I want to go to the Gotham Grill. Yeah. I want to impress.
You want to impress Selena.
Selena.
And you go up and you go.
Yeah. Can you not drink wine out of a bowl? This is my special night. No, sorry. You were going to say, can I get what?
No, you go to the cashier. He looks normal, right?
Mm-hmm.
Go, hey, can I get a bat beer? Whatever they have in Gotham. Yeah, and you look
it's
up.
All bat.
It's all bat.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And it's the fucking Penguin is taking your order.
And so you looked up.
The Penguin works this,
right?
Yeah. Okay.
He's huge.
Well, the seats are so low in Gotham. The chairs are like against the ground. The table legs are like
it's like ridiculous.
Like, really?
It's it would be a nightmare.
And when he's on his big like parade float tank, which I guess he probably would be.
Yeah.
The, you know, he's like out in the world. So then, yeah, he's huge.
Penguin is fucking tall. Yeah, that's fucked up,
but
man.
We can't like...
I don't want to promote it, but we have to talk about and think about some of this.
But it's questions like we have this time, right? Are we using this time to develop our work? Are we going to come out the other side of this?
Yeah.
Exactly the way we went in. And it's where I think the One Gotta Go concept is like really can be very incisive.
Can we take it out of the context of these imaginary food debates, which by the way, still laughing about some of the stuff we were coming up with during that. But can we put it in the real world and say, okay, we've got these three guys here.
Mm-hmm.
Do we need three?
Like us?
One gotta go.
One gotta go.
What if one gotta
That's interesting.
Okay.
Now that is interesting.
Your idea, I'm starting to like the one gotta go out of the three.
What
guys.
Josh has meant, like the applying one gotta go because you're actually getting something, which is when it like comedy stuff. It's like one obviously is pathetic. Like one person up there,
one's
like,
a loser.
Yeah,
yeah. One
like,
standing still on stage.
Who are you talking to? Like what?
Yeah.
Like
yep.
you know?
Yep.
No.
Three.
Is an actor.
Disease. It's also pathetic.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
Two is the middle ditch and Schwartz sweet spot.
Right.
Well, you've
Thank
got
you.
Middle ditch and Schwartz. Okay. Let me think.
Steve and Marty.
Oof.
Steve and Marty. Martin and Martin. We got
Jake and Amir.
Yeah. That is real. And so, since you did mention Jake and Amir, I do, just for full disclosure, since you are a fan, I don't know how this will affect you, but Amir did refer to the three of you as "please do not destroy" yesterday. Without,
he didn't do the contraction.
He did not. And so,
is this for "please do not destroy"?
That's like he knows your stuff.
That's hard to hear. That's really hard to hear. Don't meet your heroes.
Like really digging in, not necessarily, but like it has passed. He's not peripheral vision.
Yeah. He's not hearing it spoken. He's not reading it. He's not typing it into a search.
Yeah, but that's kind of walking past someone who's having a conversation about it.
Yeah. Which is like, that's how big this thing is.
Yeah,
that Amir is like almost in contact with it.
Yeah,
but you got those two guys. What's other two guys?
Penn and Teller.
Bingo!
One of our bigger inspirations.
Ben and Teller, for sure.
Not necessarily comedy, but Bush and Cheney.
Sure, there's all kinds of...
Yes, and the dynamic. We had the heavy, and then we had the kind of goofball.
Yes!
It does work. It does work.
No, it's so simple. It's an odd couple, not an odd thruple.
Yes,
right?
yes.
Ooh.
Yes. Although, could I sell the odd thruple?
I think you could.
And we think, like, we expanded that even more.
I mean, after
more.
The strike.
Let's
after
talk
the
after.
Strike.
Yeah, let's talk
the
after.
The odd thruple. That works.
Sometimes that it just works.
Mm-hmm. I don't need to hear about it.
But in this, just for the purpose, that's for later.
Yeah.
That's for after this. And,
one's
and
really this messy. Strike. But one's really clean.
But
one's
what's
really
the third?
Smart.
One's a dead body.
I guess
one of them is dead.
That's odd.
And then you are
that
and then
you got
so then
dead
the,
roommate.
And so then the third one is effectively something that has to be either cleaned up or not.
Yes.
Yes.
Right. You know what I mean?
Oh.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
When are you going to clean that up? I'm not.
I told you when we signed the lease I was messy.
Yeah. I'm so messy. I will not be doing that.
Now, I'm so tidy, I can't touch it because it's like a rotting corpse. Yeah. So, you know what I mean? So it's like, so this is the one thing I won't clean. I'm very clean. I'll, you know, wipe the soap scum in the bathroom, but I'm not going to touch that. Yeah. And it's like, well, I'm not touching. I'm messy. Well,
I'm messy. I like it.
So. Yeah. And you guys will edit this out.
This part?
Just kind of all of what we've done so far.
Are we starting?
I don't know if we started.
Oh, no.
That's the other thing.
Almost. I've almost found the theme song.
Get used to this. Pete's not going to be any kinder in terms of letting you know where you're at.
Yeah. He'll
just capture the moment. Mm. Like,
scary.
They're doing Beat Homes later. So,
it was supposed to be a surprise.
Is that also coming out?
It'll be day surprising. Of?
No.
Yeah.
Okay. So
no,
we had to, we were asked to do a delayed release.
I wasn't looped. I wasn't looped
really
in on
dangerous.
Pete.
What was the concept of
we
Pete,
made you
Pete
do that?
Is day of? Sorry. Pete is day of.
Hey, relax. Wait, did we make you guys change your schedule to accommodate?
Yeah, we fucking did.
I wasn't
looped
in.
Okay, so yeah, I was I was told
show,
the guys
there's the big show
with
the
this.
Will turn, and I guess...
It's fucking nuts, dude. Yeah. So this will come out today. This is Tuesday. Thursday... You're going to be at the Wiltern.
At the Wiltern.
Treading the very same boards that Colin Molloy once intoned the verses of Odalisque on. Yes. This is your moment.
Yep.
Thank you.
Let's talk about it, guys. Yeah. I mean, Her Majesty, Castaways and Cutouts. Mm-hmm. Like, what's our Decemberists
top two? Will you also be doing stuff about,
two?
Like, kissing a bird? And
Yes.
Not
sailing.
Ancient catacombs and Bartleby the Scrivener, etc. Yes.
Yeah.
That's the
It's a lot of that stuff.
Okay.
But
are we invited?
Kind of for the Gen Z.
Could be so funny. Like if we were invited, like it like it could be like I could be
Stop.
So,
wait.
Like,
Dudes. this would
just
be
made me think
fucking
of, like,
sick. You know what you ought to do.
Yeah. What's up?
Bro, you got to put us in some of your stuff.
Yeah, like not even just a show. If like we were gonna show this
insane.
Shit,
that's insane.
So
we're in the videos.
Funny,
oh my god,
that's funny.
I do
yeah.
it. That's
you guys
so
have to
fucked
do that
up.
Shit. Yes, you have to do that shit.
You have to, man. That's so funny. Oh my god, that's I'm so. I'm glad you're here.
Maybe you play us. Maybe you guys and Kevin play. Oh
well, what's great is there's two,
right?
So maybe, which we know works.
Maybe one, yes. Maybe once we activate the one gotta go protocol, that then that would be so. At that point, it's so easy.
Yeah. Do you guys do voices and stuff? Do you guys do like characters or what would you?
Because we do a lot of voices and characters
in our lives.
No,
yeah. So like, what do you have a character or anything?
I guess don't make me pick. No, I got the shorter list is characters I don't do.
Do we do voices?
I don't do Trump. I don't do anyone famous.
Yeah.
You don't.
The shorter list, yeah. That list is shorter. It's basically I don't do any celebrities. I don't do anything.
Feels like a pretty long list if you don't do any celebrities.
Well, the list is only three right now.
Oh.
Trump, anyone famous, accents.
Right.
Oh.
Easier in some ways to say what we do.
Sure.
Yeah.
Sure.
Yeah.
Well, okay.
And I guess what we do. Like voices, characters, like not so much. What we do is the damn thing every damn day.
Wow. Well, I like that.
Every single damn day
I just got chills.
We do the damn thing.
Mm-hmm. I just got chills.
We're doing it right now. We'll do it long after you're gone.
We did it yesterday. We tried to do it the day before that. We didn't. But we essentially, it's every damn day we do.
What happened the day before?
Well, yeah, what happened?
I had
you're sick.
I got to drink water. You ever get like a little headache and you go like, have I had a single sip of water in the past 72 hours? Have I had but a single sip in the past? Like, I really do kind of go like, I'm an adult.
Yes!
Like, can I take care of myself? I forgot to drink water.
Yes!
Well, I think it's one of the essential elements that helps us live.
For some of the pills, you think, like, if you do it without water, it could get stuck.
And sometimes it's like, does coffee count as water?
Right. Yeah. It feels like it should.
It should.
I know I put water in when I make it.
Yeah.
But no, I guess it doesn't.
Like vodka or Everclear.
Ice.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Let's clear out for Martin for a second. Because it didn't feel like
it's
something was happening here.
Okay.
I just thought we were, kind of chugging along with the water and the coffee, and I was thinking,
I loved that. I loved seeing that.
Yeah.
That was like very powerful.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
It was very sweet.
Thank you.
You're making a strong case.
You know, it was coming from like a very honest place, I felt like.
Thank you.
And the timing, because I'm just looking at the clock, it's 23 minutes in, and I would say that Martin has arrived on this episode.
Michael Jordan. Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Michael
Jordan.
Michael Jordan.
Swish, the GOAT of all time.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Well, I said that thing about the penguin being tall, too.
That's
but two.
That was just
I wouldn't necessarily
that
say that was
cut.
Your thing.
That got cut.
He was looking up. I said, and I'm not protective of like, it's not my
bit.
Stuff.
Who cares?
No,
but
we're not,
I'm only responding to the
group.
Fact that you said that you did it.
Uh-huh.
I was like, noticed that he was looking up
right.
at the
and then
at
I
the
sort
penguin.
Of,
it was Hag's bit.
What I'll say is nobody's keeping score. You know what I mean? Like, that's not an attitude
it's
to bring
only
to this.
You come in.
You
and
are
say,
on
like,
the board now, which is great.
Yeah.
Like, just with the ice thing, like, there's no, it's undeniable that you're on the board, but no one's keeping score.
Hollywood Handbook.
Guys tend to think looking sharp means starchy Oxfords and stiff chinos rather than effortless comfort, but it is possible to have it both ways. Mack Weldon makes timeless apparel with modern performance fabrics for guys who want to look and feel sharp without sacrificing comfort. We're so excited to be working with Mack Weldon again. We wear Mack Weldon stuff. I'm wearing a Mack Weldon sweatshirt right now, but it has been, we've had a few years in the wilderness
stuff. We had a little bit of a period where we were not actively engaged in this partnership with them. It was really hard on us. I like to think it was hard on them. I don't know. That wasn't expressed to us ever. We struggled in that time.
And that was, I think, part of it was like really wanting to maintain a total separation from the partnership for a while. We are back. Mack Weldon, the underwear's great. The Ace sweatpants.
The sweatpants I have always loved. I recently ordered, and I will report back on them in the next ad, fingers crossed, if we have one, and I hope we do. What's going on? But I did order a polo shirt.
Wow.
A silver, and silver is their special fabric that is like antimicrobial. I got the Silver Peak polo shirt. And I don't really wear those, but I do kind of like them. And this could be a whole new me that you end up seeing.
And so people might be asking, we'll just cover it in this ad before we move forward. What happened to Mack and Weldon, the prospector characters you used to do for Mack Weldon ads? Mack and Weldon are dead. We want to like underscore that fact. It was very important to...
Yeah, it was not the only reason that for the break, but we did give them their space. We did take a break, and Mack and Weldon wasn't not a reason that we came to that place with this company. And so they are dead. You know, no reason to go into any of the gruesome details. Those characters have been killed, murdered. And that's how they're dead, was not natural causes, was not anything peaceful. They're gone.
Breathable underwear that keeps you cool, dry, and comfy all day. Crazy comfortable but elevated sweatpants from the Ace collection. The Silver Peak polo, the Silver Crew Neck t-shirt. Great stuff. Get it at Mack Weldon. Timeless looks with modern comfort. Go to MackWeldon.com and get 20% off your first order with promo code THEBOYS. That's M-A-C-K. WELDON.com, promo code the boys. Well, we're talking about Harry's, and it's Clean Harry is here with us again today.
Sort of.
It has been a minute since we've caught up, and it sounds like you have some things that are.
It's just not going good. My mind's just on other stuff, punk.
It's often. When we talk about you, it's you're bringing in a lot of things from the outside, from your life. There's just always seems like there's a lot going on.
Well, okay, you know how cats can give you like a sort of disease that makes you like cats?
Yes, yeah.
I have it. Punk.
You have the disease that comes from their litter. Do you have cats?
I will soon now because
of
this.
So you don't have cats?
No, but I'm Clean Harry, so I'm always cleaning things up. Anytime I go to someone's house with cats, I'm like, I'll clean that up.
You scoop the cat litter.
I get way in there, you know, to clean.
And so you did that from cleaning the cat litter at your... friends house. So you're going and seeing your
friends. And I would go and take a big whiff after to be like, did I do a good enough scoop that it like there's no like scent left?
Okay.
And I think I just guess I inhaled the cat disease.
Okay.
That like makes your brain like want to have more cats.
It's called toxoplasmosis. And so you know that you have this and
Gesundheit.
That doesn't sound like a sneeze at all. That sounded like a sneeze to you. That's what a sneeze sounds like.
I'm just trying to bring some lightness to what has been a very heavy week for me. I just found out I have toxoplasmosis, for goodness sake. Gesundheit. Bonk.
Harry saw customers getting screwed over by questionable overpriced shaving products and decided to do something better. Instead of charging the same stupid high prices, Harry's found their own way to make beautifully designed razors for a fraction of the price of other big brands. Exceptional products, honest prices. That's Harry's. So are you going to get, I'm just like, so you're going to get some cats.
Right from here, yeah. Going to get cats, yeah. Okay.
The shaving products, deodorant, lotion, body wash, hair gel, it's not just shaving. But they do have shaving stuff. German engineer blades made in their own factory that stay sharp longer. You can get a 5-blade razor, weighted handle, foaming shave gel, and a travel cover for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. Getting ripped off isn't funny. How many cats are you going to get?
6 or 7. Well, actually, 6 to start, but if I get 7, I'll probably get 8 because they're sisters. The other ones.
Which other ones?
The other ones that I'm not getting today, I don't think.
Switch to Harry's. Get started with a $13 trial set for just $3 at harrys.com/theboys. That's harrys.com/theboys for a $3 trial set.
Hey, word to the wise, smell Harry's shampoo and stuff. Don't smell a glitter box.
Looking for the perfect gift to celebrate moms in your life and to trip their ass out, freak them out, make them feel like they're sipping some wavy gravy? Check out this idea I just had. Aura Frames are beautiful Wi-Fi connected digital picture frames that allow you to share and display unlimited photos. It's super easy to upload and share photos via the Aura app. And if you're giving one as a gift, you can personalize the frame with preloaded photos, which I did. And the photos that I preloaded are a photo of an Aura frame inside the Aura frame. And inside that one, there's a photo of an Aura frame with a photo. So I uploaded this. So basically, when mom opens the gift, she's going to be sucked into the world of M.C. Escher and forever lost on some magnificent journey of the mind. And it's like, this is more than a gift. It's an experience. Aura frames, thanks for freaking my bean, please.
Oh, no. Like, my mom's a square. She doesn't like to trip out, get freaky like that. Bro, you have no idea.
I hate to tell you, mama had a whole life before she had you, pal.
Yes.
No. Mom gets freaky with it. So I think, you know, grandmothers, new mothers. Oh, wait, grandma, she would never be able to do this. Your grandma, brother. Your grandma does drugs, okay? So for grandmas, moms, aunts, even friends, but less so them, more grandma, everyone loves an Aura frame. Freak their damn bean with the frame inside the frame inside the frame. It's infinity. It's everything. It's the universe in a single gift. There's no greater gift. They're guaranteed to bring joy to moms of all ages and to send them questioning the very nature of existence. Right now, Aura has a great deal for Mother's Day. Listeners can save on the perfect gift by visiting AuraFrames.com to get $30 off plus free shipping on their best-selling frame. That's AuraFrames.com. Use code THEBOYS at checkout to save. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey, did you guys know nearly 75% of people have subscriptions they've forgotten about? Before I started using Rocket Money, I thought I had about like maybe 3-4 subscriptions. I couldn't believe it when they showed me I was paying for 5 million subscriptions every month. Between streaming services, fitness apps, delivery services, just never ending. I had subscribed with the police for a permit to smoke trees. This was many years ago. I mean, like, I barely used it. I haven't smoked trees in like in many, many years. And they make it so hard to cancel. You have to go to the police station. They're like, you sure would be nice to like smoke down a big ass tree right now. And like they just make it seem more appealing than it actually is. Thanks to Rocket Money, I'm no longer wasting money on that subscription. Any other, they went down to the police station for me. They talked to the chief. Like, they make it so easy. They find and cancel your unwanted subscriptions. They monitor your spending, help you lower your bills so that you can grow your savings. You have full control over your subscriptions, a clear view of your expenses. They're all in one place. Over 5 million users. They've saved a total of 500 million in canceled subscriptions because, yeah, I mean, each one, just like do the math. I had 5 million. Each would cost $100. Saving members up to $740 a year when using all of the app's features. Stop wasting money on things you don't use. Cancel your unwanted subscriptions by going to rocketmoney.com/theboys. That's rocketmoney.com/theboys. rocketmoney.com/theboys.
Hollywood Handbook.
It wouldn't be that bad living in Gotham.
Well, what I was thinking earlier.
All right. Well,
because I was crying about it. Yeah, what's up?
Well, is that I would feel so protected having
Batman.
Right. I don't have a Batman. Who's my Batman here? Biden?
I love this where everyone thinks, and this is just like, it's so American in a way. Like everyone thinks like, oh, if I lived in Gotham, I'd be one of the people Batman was protecting. It's just like, I'm a good person. And it's oh, really? Like, look around at the ills of society and your failure to proactively prevent literally anything bad from happening to anyone. And maybe Batman being there isn't such a comfort anymore when you know he would be kicking your Happy Meal ass up and down Gotham.
He would show up
Street.
And put your ass on the fucking deck. One shot. Boom, bitch.
See you later.
Lights out.
Started using guns today for you.
Yeah.
Literally went back on his
what
only
did I do?
Policy to use guns on you. What did you do? It's what you failed to do.
Right.
Wow. We could and it's the whole, always like, be doing more.
And it's the whole idea, your thing of like, I want to go to Gotham because like I'll be protected.
Yeah,
and, like,
so Batman. I can get away with anything I want.
Feels kind of odd.
Exactly.
It's like a very American point of view to me.
I'm sorry.
There would be...
Shouldn't have said that.
You set it's one a, foot in
I
Gotham.
Love that you said it because it actually allowed us to have the kind of conversation this show was intended to foster.
Totally, right? Totally.
Which is like, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
Like, what's wrong with you and how do we fix it?
Totally.
One's got to go.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yes.
We know that.
I'll say right now, it seems like it's between me and Martin. Can we just acknowledge?
Well, I mean, there's a lot of time left. If there's anything... Like, Josh, for example, is introducing stuff that he saw on Instagram.
Just real quick, say Josh?
Just stop calling me Josh.
Josiah.
Not Josiah. You can just call me John or Johnny Boy.
Okay. Well, this is part of the thing. I mean...
Well, I speak up for myself, right?
But it's so many. But there could just be one Josh that I think we would... Do you
that's
see
something
I mean
can wrap my head around where like we have a Josh.
We have a Josh.
Okay,
we
great.
Josh.
If we could just have one because
yes.
what we've got now is Johnny Boy.
Yeah, that's a lot.
Benji and Marcus and we've got this. There's nothing that sticks to me in any way the way that Josh does.
It's can we get them one by one? Just like the whole, just like can we just it's kind of like a marker, the name thing.
Which one is please?
With, yes.
Which one is
right?
So this is
this is a good question
good to talk about.
Yeah. Who's please
for voices and stuff too for people listening? I think it's helpful.
I would say I'm please.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
Don't.
Yeah.
Don't.
Okay.
Just destroy.
Yeah, I got that. And Batman understands that as well.
Yeah.
Fuck.
And that's why
believe me, Batman's keeping track of who destroys.
Toe.
Sometimes
in
you have
the
a
Gotham public the pool and jacuzzi.
Sometimes you have a conversation on a podcast and you start thinking, am I evil?
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah.
You are now entering Gotham. You are now exiting Gotham. On a fucking stretcher.
Yeah.
That, you're shot in the head.
Shot in the head. Ass
out. Your point blank, Batman.
Yes.
Your soul is, I don't know, going to hell or, I don't know, but.
Mm-hmm. Eternally suffering.
Hey,
touch my shoe. It's just something I say when you touch my shoe.
I'm just curious to see.
Stop it.
Oh, come on.
Ben, dude.
I'm feeling like I gotta go.
No. We'll find
you know
out.
What? I'll
we'll
go.
We'll figure it out.
Because I'll be fine.
Mm-hmm.
I act, I write, I fucking sing.
Mm-hmm.
Somewhere in the middle. Yeah. Thing I like a little. Mm-hmm. Yeah. So I sing, I fucking dance. I'll be fine, so I'll go.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
All right, later, buddy.
Yeah. yeah, no, it's okay.
Should we fucking...
Is that feeling... Do we
could. On Thursday at the Wiltern, we could.
That could be so fucking funny, dude.
It would be.
Are you doing December songs your in
name?
Your set?
Like, name is the show in? Like, yeah. Who? Like,
yeah. What's on the
who signed the thing? Like
contract or whatever.
Yeah.
I don't understand the question. Yeah, whose name is the show in?
Whose name's the show?
They got to put like, the show really? Under somebody's name just for
obviously
like,
someone like reserves the stage yeah, time. Yeah.
Yeah, and just for like liability reasons and like yeah. someone got to show their ID. We're gonna need to see ID. You're gonna do a show here. I know we can't
that's
just
a
have,
character.
We can't just have anyone showing up and just like being like, "It's my show." It's like, no, we're gonna have to see your ID. You're gonna have to get this on paper.
Yeah.
So whose name is that in? I'm picking up not yours.
I don't know. Yeah, I guess
I'm
picking
up. You don't know shit. It's boring. This is boring. This is boring.
What?
I got.
Can
bored.
We get all the name? Like,
well, feels you like said John not wanted to switch with me.
John.
Yes.
John
Higgins.
College. Okay. Higgins. Got it.
Okay. Higgins.
Got it. Okay.
Martin Herlihy.
Martin Herlihy. Yeah. Okay. And you're not saying, he said Martin before. He was saying Martin and Martin and stuff. You're not just picking up off something he said before.
No, that is my
when
name.
We're yeah. talking okay. about Martin.
Got it.
Martin.
Yeah. Okay. Because yeah. some people are receptive. He does like this. Neurolinguistic programming.
NLP, yeah.
You might not even know.
Yeah.
No.
But I work the word penetrate into like casual conversation yeah. so that people are kind of picturing.
They're thinking about.
Yeah.
Pounding and stuff.
Yeah. Pulverization of, yeah.
Ben Marshall.
Ben Marshall.
Okay. Okay.
We are Marshall. And so they're so saying. yeah. And so your response yeah. to basically what happened to them is no, I am Marshall.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay.
You yeah. see that old movie.
yeah.
So you're the one thing they want is mm-hmm. just to is like the in most the, important thing to them.
In the
is,
wake of a tragedy.
Yep.
Just for them to sort of embrace their identity and then you come marching in, right? Not so fast.
Yeah.
Actually, I'm Marshall.
I am Marshall.
No, actually, I'm Marshall.
Yeah.
And you're not. You know, like Chevy did that. that lawn's mode.
Yeah. Not to talk about, you know, the
films,
show.
Right.
The show.
Yeah.
The show.
Yeah.
Chevy. SNL's not a film, right?
Sorry?
It's an hour and a half, right?
It's a film. It's a movie.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. Every week we make a new
mm-hmm.
movie.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You guys know how you guys do the titles of like our best friend or whatever.
Our personal friend.
Yeah.
Okay. It should be.
I don't read the title. I mean, like, it's my. I do the show every week, so right. I'm not like.
You're not like you know,
opening
like,
hey, what's the title?
Like the newspaper and being like, what's the title today?
Is this
like,
in the newspaper?
It's scheduled. Like, the schedule is in there.
I would love to read a transcript of this conversation.
Well, I was thinking just it should be called Please Don't Destroy okay. Our
Kevin,
Worst Conversation Ever.
is not really an accessibility guy. You know,
he takes like a stand against that.
Yes. Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yes.
Damn.
He talks about successibility.
Kev?
Yes. In his mind is like the opposite of accessibility. Just like
if you're a true winner, you'll have the will to succeed and you will find a way to access whatever the content is that he makes.
Right. Oh, no, I don't agree with that.
He just doesn't
want
to like he said he's just not about like hand holding.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. For this generation.
Mm-hmm.
Jeez.
I don't know what, you know.
I have a horny version too called Success Ability.
Kevin, Jesus. Kevin.
That's on the back Christ, of, that's man. In the back of
Kevin's
the newspaper.
Taking his
a,
pants
a
off.
Version.
He has a horny version.
What's a horny version of anything?
Yeah. He has a horny
you know,
version.
And you know how in
too.
The back of the newspaper there's like the horny version of everything
yeah.
that was in
so
the
yeah.
other
yeah.
parts of the newspaper.
Horny sports yeah. and like horny movie reviews.
Basketball like, yeah. sack.
Yeah. Right.
Right.
Yeah.
Probably.
Yeah.
The
yeah.
war in Ukraine.
Yeah, the horny war. Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. They just need a nut.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Both
yeah,
sides yeah. probably.
Right.
They could get over whatever misunderstanding.
If we
they
just
have.
Yes. Yeah. If everyone could just nut at the same time.
Yeah. Yeah.
If Putin ever had post nut clarity, this would
he
be
would
a darn conflict.
Have that crap.
Yes.
Yeah.
Over
no.
the misunderstanding.
It's because he does no fap.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's why he acts the way that he does.
Yeah. Which is not to say that you can't go too far the other way.
Nutting all the time.
Of course.
Marty.
Hey, man.
Hey, brother.
When he was saying ice before, it's because he needed some ice.
Yeah.
My dang balls were too empty.
Yeah.
Oh,
good God.
Hey, hey. He
drains those fuckers. Jesus.
No, but this is what Kevin does. You know what I mean? He introduced the idea of a horny version. And
this was a PG conversation.
We're ripping it. And we have an energy here that I don't think we've had since we first were talking about the turkey and the hamburger links.
It's back.
Bam, bam, bam. Let's start. And it's waves. We ride these waves. Start recording.
Have we recorded
have something
yet?
Going.
Let's start recording.
This is good. Okay, here comes
and we could do something like Martin Enders Gotham, Batman sort of taking a hands-off approach to that, doesn't really know. not really my role.
Not
is
totally
what
my jurisdiction.
Is.
Yeah, he's just kind of, yeah, it's really good. There. It's really good, yeah. Mm. Yeah. No, I do a good Batman.
So wait, John, were you proposing earlier that you and Sean link up and start doing stuff together?
He was looking at Hayes, I thought.
I take it back for either.
But just me as like the person who handled the shows are in my name. Like so that
okay.
Like, you know what
yeah,
I mean?
But
like it's like we do this stuff together.
But, I'm here, but I'm also on a leash and it helps me because I think like the level of responsibility of like giving your ID to someone and all of that like is a little bit outside of the scope of what I can provide.
Yeah.
Just because I washed it.
Your ID?
Yeah.
I'm sorry.
Okay. A little condescending.
Well, that brought it back, so.
Yeah.
That solved his problem. You're sorry, so.
Why are you mad?
Hi, the government. Ben, sorry. Oh, okay. Yeah, like... here's a new ID. Mm-hmm. Not how it works. Not how it works, actually.
Okay.
And I still have my ID. It's not washed, and I can deliver it. I hold it between two fingers like Gambit, and I can just like goes right
nice
into like the wall.
Now you see me.
Yeah. Yes.
Or
exactly.
Now you
I can
see me too.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Now you three me.
Yeah.
Does four work?
Four, you see me.
Hmm.
Do you guys want
now
a hat?
You see IV.
Huh?
What's your?
You guys want a hat?
No, thank you. You got more questions?
Well, let them say.
Sorry.
I'm good.
I haven't had a
John
single
College
question
over here.
I'll take a hat.
Jesus Christ!
Ben wants a hat.
Great. Good.
Trying to mend things between me and the hosts here. I don't know.
Nah, thank it's you. Cool, man. It's cool. Kevin, you want to talk about how you got looped in on the email where these guys got booked on a different podcast and you had to just kind of watch as their schedule got filled up by their reps and they refused to engage with us in any way?
Kevin basically became...
it's like, well, I know when and where they're doing Tiny Meat Game. I've been unable to get... a single response to my request.
And Gmail applied a label to the email that just said, cucked.
I did ask to be taken off, and they said, so sorry, and then continue to keep me on and confirm it and lock everything in.
Yeah. So awesome. Sorry, you little piggy. You like that?
This is the first podcast we've ever done.
Is that true?
Yes.
Yeah.
God, what a bad start.
Scary. First and last. Not worth it.
Yeah.
JK.
I should say, we're huge fans of you guys.
We are. Can we cut the shit for... Let's start.
Let's. Get
should we start now?
You guys are so fucking funny, man.
Hey,
I
hate
man,
this.
Forget
I hate
it. This.
What? You know, we don't talk about that on the show.
You're interesting, you're smart,
and you're handsome.
I'm
saying less audio, more video, guys.
Yeah, where's the video, guys? Let's amp up those numbs.
Can we amp up those numbs? Please.
What would your job be in Gotham?
So
police
we talk about...
Police officer. Police officer.
Sorry.
Police officer. Yeah, police officer. Just getting fucking owned by Batman all day.
Working with Batman, you fucking idiot.
No, Batman shows your
oh,
ass.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
You cannot do it.
He doesn't work with Commissioner Gordon.
If you were
that's
good
funny
at your
that's
job.
That's making me laugh.
Oh, is that what you said? That you'd be the police commissioner? I thought you said be police officer.
I'm not going to take
You're the person
Gordon's
who Commissioner
job.
Gordon goes, we need the room. I got to talk to Batman because you don't fucking deliver. So, like, can you step out of the bank vault while we figure out what the actual plan of attack is for catching these psychopaths who you're allowing to run amok in the city?
My job,
I think you would be a police officer. I think you're perfect for that.
My job would be Spider-Man.
That's not even. All right, so this is just a fuck around? What would your job be in Gotham?
Spider-Man.
Okay, I'm not even going to.
My job would be Spider-Man.
That's a really great answer. I mean, I didn't even think of that. Like,
what we're setting up here that I'm really excited for is what I've come to think of as an epic Martin moment, right?
Yeah,
this is the lull before. It's the perfect little setup for the spike.
We have
it's like, the fucking we had pressure under the champagne
right away.
Yeah,
boy said right up front, me, teacher.
Me,
at around 15 minutes of silence, that's when you start thinking, it's gone. Yeah. Yeah.
And then Ben, really little funky, little left field thing, buying some time. The fuse is getting closer and closer to the Martin Dynamite keg.
And I'm just sitting here waiting with gold under my ass.
I'm just ready
to say USPS.
Oh! Let's go! Let's fucking go!
Now, when do I grace them with the ultimate fucking denouement? That's so cool, guys.
I don't think I want this hat.
Don't want the hat? What is it? Is that one for kids? It looks small.
Can I see it?
What's the issue with the hat? What are you upset about? Or what can we do better?
It's okay.
We really want your generation to engage with the hat. That's really important to us.
And we can maybe put
an iPad in it.
Okay.
With some games.
Damn.
Can't make it fit.
If you can't, I want to say, performance wise, it's making you look like very engaged. Thank you know what I mean?
Yeah.
Like, make you look.
No, you're listening better with that hat on than you have the entire time.
Get those eyebrows up. Make sure to get them up.
We can talk about.
Get them higher. Try to get them higher if you can. That's all right.
What were you guys asking about?
I mean, the iPad logistics, I guess, would be like Kevin's GF makes the hats. And so, like, where?
Congrats, Kevin.
You got a GF? Mm-hmm. Yeah. I wonder why you're so horny, little fucker.
Mm-hmm. My fiance does too.
Oh, your fiance and a girlfriend?
He's got the.
Making a lot of hats at Chef Kevin's palace.
The Holy Trinity, right, Kevin?
GF fiance hat.
Starting
and
to
so, like the iPad is like on the bill. Like where we think, like where did like your generation like to have iPad time?
Well, Martin's actually the youngest one in the group, so maybe this is more up his alley. We're actually a cross-generational
schedule. Yeah. You guys are allowed to like have it in the car. Like, where do you guys get to do that?
Get to 20 minutes before dinner.
Get to have iPad time. Okay. Before dinner.
Yeah.
Okay. Seems like no incentive to eat your dinner at that point, but...
Take it up with the parents, bud.
Yeah. Okay. All right. I'm also curious, who's in charge in the tub?
Mm-hmm. Oh.
You know what I mean?
Who I know gets you're to go all, first. Yeah. Who's sort of distributing?
I know no one's like the boss or whatever, but like someone is in charge.
Somebody's got to set the tone. And it's just a question of like, when you're distributing the little bath pills that turn into like sponge animals, like who gets to pick like which colors?
John's
like,
dad.
John's dad.
Yeah.
Okay.
My dad.
Mm-hmm. Mr. College.
Hmm?
Mr. College.
Mm-hmm.
John College boy ass.
But yeah, my dad picks. Oh, yeah, he does a lot.
Okay. Yeah. He does a lot of stuff.
Yeah.
Like, what other stuff?
Well, what else does your dad do? This is now getting actually very interesting.
No, let me just put it this way.
Are you allergic to the hat?
I mean, I just want to point out, you just touched his shoes.
Yeah.
You just been rubbing your... It's like...
It's fine.
If you're trying to, like, end the... Give yourself pink eye and end the show, like, we could...
I'm not. I'm getting just... How would you feel if on your birthday your dad wasn't there, but he's playing charades with Cardi B?
He's supposed to play charades with you
every Christmas. Go downstairs, watch it again. I watched What's Up With That on Christmas 70 times in a row. What's the third beat?
He makes you watch his shit.
Yeah. And it's fucking a lot.
Yeah.
But I know at the end of the day, hanging out with Marlon and Bean, we're going to be okay.
You made your own family.
Mm-hmm.
I don't need him.
We love you, man.
Thank you.
So the show's at the Wiltern. It's going to be Decemberists based comedy. Is this right? Is this accurate? So,
here's it's a, like, just a premise. I don't know if you've probably
they've
done this
the
already.
Turn.
No Nut Novemberists. It was their concept before they moved on to the Decemberists. And so then what does that suggest about the Decemberists?
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah. They're blasting
just
off.
The load. Yeah. It's like
so fucking big.
Yes.
Yeah. Saved
it's like
it up.
So
right?
Messy.
Mm.
Like, that's what that means.
An advent calendar, but instead of pieces of chocolate.
Yeah.
You're busting loads.
So it's just like,
is that, yeah.
Pieces is there of chocolate in there? Or there, is it just like, is there cum in that?
Yeah, you just open the little door and.
Well,
you
it's
cum
a little
the...
piece of pornography.
Oh. Each door has a tiny piece of fap material. Porno. Yeah.
Yes. And like that's after
something to induce
as your
the session
gradually coming out of No Nut November. You can't have like a big piece of porno.
No, a little piece.
You might die.
You could die. You could.
Yes.
Just a little.
Yes.
Piece.
Yeah.
Two tits.
That's normal for me. That's like a normal. For you, that's just a tiny number.
That's tiny to him.
That's
Whoa.
Really two? That's it?
Damn. I heard the story about SNL, but damn.
Damn, dude. I thought all that stuff ended in the 70s. Shit. Sounds like it's still pretty wild in that studio, man.
Have you done
cocaine? 30 Rock Hard.
Huh? Have you done cocaine?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. No, I fucking, I'm still sweating it out, man. Mm-hmm.
That's amazing. I knew I fucking liked you.
Breakfast, lunch, and fucking dinner, dog.
You guys have a weird thing happening.
I love the way it makes me feel. So it's good. So good. I mean, it makes you want more cocaine is the problem because, you know, you either run out or you run out. But yeah, it feels incredible. Mm-hmm. No.
Admit, I do too. I can't even go to bed.
Yeah.
I'm when I do it, I'm like
not sleeping.
I don't even want to go to bed.
No, totally.
I'm running around.
When I do it, I get into bed and I go, not gonna happen.
Mm-hmm.
Getting back up.
Mm-hmm.
Let's change the CD.
You're listening
I go,
to
I
CDs,
get my book.
Though?
Yeah. Mm-hmm. I flip through. Are you Jimmy Ray? Who wants to know? Who wants to know? You know what I mean? I'm just like fucking bouncing, you know. Go try to find my dog.
Missing?
Dog's gone. Dog's gone, but that's cocaine, right? You know, yeah. It's not perfect. It's not perfect. Not a perfect system, but it's a damn good one, and
that's
I challenge you to do better.
Best one we got.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. No, I challenge you to find a better one.
We are wrapping up
Wrapping it up and getting sort of feel like close to the end. So we've sold some tickets.
Yes.
One didn't gotta go. Can we do something? Because it's our first time in this studio.
Let's do it. Yeah.
Can you guys go in the other studio and we can just see how soundproofed it is? Mm-hmm. Case, we work really hard, but I just want to know in case anybody wants to record over there. Because Hayes and I are going to hang out here and just kind of do a postmortem
that,
on this thing.
And
for
that
a
could
while.
Even be like an Epic Barton moment, like what he says.
Well, if it does bleed through, yourself,
you know.
Yeah, I might need like 15 minutes to think of something though. Can you imagine how electric this conversation would have been if it was just you guys and me?
Well,
can you imagine the HeadGum company?
Yeah.
Especially if we had been able to give you what you really needed, which is that like we ask a question, we all go our separate ways for 15 to 20 minutes.
Yep.
And then we get back together and you drop it on us, yeah. USPS.
Definitely.
And then we fucking go. We're out. Yeah. Ice.
Definitely a couple of them I'd have to come back and be like, I don't, mm-hmm. Yeah, I got nothing.
Yeah.
But for
tall
a couple,
penguin.
Yeah. Think about it.
I don't want to do
you
know,
you don't want to do it?
No.
I don't give a shit.
Okay. Yeah. All right. Bye. Martin, bye.
Bye.
No, no, no.
Bye.
Bye.
Nope. Bye.
You know how Stern has a wrap up show?
We said bye.
Bye.
Hollywood Handbook. That was a HeadGum podcast.